Great. Thank you for many questions. Sadly, we are not going to get a chance to answer all of them. Sam said that he...
Are you definitely going to have time in the week?
Any questions you don't address up front, I hope we may be able to do it online in some way. So I hope we may be able to do it online in some way.
Sam said that he's going to be quick fire, so I might time and tell him to move on if he's taking too long. But yeah, great. Is it wrong then to ever treat yourself?
It's a good question. You know, we love rules. Okay, so do you remember the Pharisees in the Gospels? They just loved rules to say, this is what you do, okay? And the Christian rule is, you're allowed one costa a week, okay? And you're like, fantastic, that's brilliant. I can just tick that box, and that's that kind of act of righteousness fulfilled. The Christian life is more complicated than that. It's also more wonderful than that. It's saying, live by the Spirit. And, of course, there are going to be things in life where we treat ourselves, okay? I think a good question to ask is this beneficial relationally in some way? For my relationship with the Lord, is it helping me to switch off, to get some genuine rest, perhaps? That would be a good thing. Is it helping me to kind of connect meaningfully with other people? That would be a good thing as well. We kind of know when it's just kind of self-indulgence, don't we? So there's no rules, but I guess we more or less know when we're being self-indulgent and we're just seeking to honour the Lord and be thoughtful. That's the first hurdle to get over, just actually thinking before you spend, and that's what so few of us do, I think.
Great. So this next question is probably relevant to some of the younger ones of us. So I'm 16 and have some money saved up, but not much. Should I withdraw it all and donate it?
Thank you very much. Again, it's the rules thing, isn't it? We love just to know what to do. And that's why I finished with three attitudes of the heart, attitudes to adopt, rather than things that you should do. So if you're 16, pray that God would make you generous. Pray that you'd be able to live simply within your means. And to do that within the means that God has given you at the moment. Okay, maybe that's an allowance from your parents. It's brilliant to use some of that allowance to give away, even if you feel it's a very small amount, because these are matters of the heart. And if you train your heart to be generous from a young age, it'll be easier when you have a more substantial kind of income and so on.
So this next one's kind of thinking a bit outside. So there are so many needs here and abroad. How can we best decide to give generously to which particular causes?
Thank you. I mean, there are some good principles in the Bible in this. If you're benefiting from a local church, then you should be supporting that ministry. The Bible also says that we should have a particular heart to give to the poor and vulnerable in society as well. And the Bible also says that we should think with our kind of eternal goggles on and think, what will help the most people to hear about Jesus so that they can have an eternal future with him as well? There are a few principles that might help to direct our spending.
Great. And I'm going to say this is the final question. So I guess thinking about us as a church body, how can we as a church organization actively reflect this challenge? What we buy, and I guess thinking also particularly about Project Connect.
Okay, so we just spent £1.8 million on a building, and you're thinking, blimey, you're preaching about consumerism, and there we are, spending £1.8 million on a building. How does that tally? It's a great question. And I think the answer is it depends how you use the building. Okay, so it's important to have a building to meet in, okay? If we don't, then we end up having to rent space over a long period of time. That cost adds up anyway. So it's a good investment. The question is Project Connect a vanity project for St. Mary's? Look at us. We've got a shiny glass exterior now. Or are we thinking relationally, connecting relationally with our community, using it to meaningfully connect with each other, and as a place where we can actually grow in our relationship with God? Well, if all those things are flowing out of that project, I would say that is a great use of the resources that God has given us. So again, it depends how we use it. It's not a kind of black and white thing. We should never do a building project. No, sometimes it's important to do a building project, but it depends what is the purpose of that? Why are we using it? Are we thinking gospel, or are we thinking kind of consumerism?
Great. Thank you very much, Sam. That's really helpful.